It may be coincidence, but during this time of year when LGBT pride is celebrated, Bay Area theater seems to be focused on gender bending. Over at Cal Shakes, in a wonderful production, there's As You Like It, in which the main character, Rosalind, pretends she's a boy. At Rhino, there's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Drag Queens on a Road Trip. And coming up at San Francisco Playhouse is Jerry Herman's musical, La Cage aux Folles, about a drag club in the south of France. And at Marin Theatre Company, through July 2nd, is The Legend of Georgia McBride, a play by Matthew Lopez about a drag show on the Florida Panhandle.
It's a play that takes place in Panama City, and it takes place in a dive bar. The main entertainment in this bar is a young man named Casey, whose specialty is Elvis impersonations.
Jason Minidakis, artistic director of Marin Theatre Company.
The bar is not doing very well, and the owner of the bar brings in his drag queen cousin to turn the bar into a drag show. The bar begins to turn around, and one night one of the performers can't go on, and Casey's drafted into service. A drag queen named Tracy Mills teaches young Casey the ins and outs of performance of drag.
Craig Swartz steals the show as drag queen Tracy Mills with perfectly timed line readings. If he wasn't stealing the show, Jason Kapoor in the twin roles of Casey's neighbor and Rexy the drag queen would be. And Adam McGill is extremely effective as Casey himself, the wannabe Elvis who was forced to wear drag and thus is able to fully express himself. The whole cast, which includes Tatiana Wexler as Casey's wife and John R. Lewis as the owner of the club, is terrific. These days, the notion of the drag show as a manner of self-expression and community seems to be fading. Gay men and lesbians can marry and have become integrated into society. The entire subculture that produced camp and drag is no longer necessary to people who are, in many areas, no longer outcasts. The political fight goes on, of course. It will never end as long as homophobia exists. But the gay bar as community center seems to have died the death, and the drag show along with it. Also, the metaphor of drag, dressing in clothing of the opposite gender in order to fully integrate your different selves and thus not only become whole, but also induce empathy, has become a kind of cliché. 40 years of La Cage and Priscilla and To Wong Fu and Divine and RuPaul will do that. Second-wave feminism has also done its part. When you strip all that away, the metaphor and the history, though both are mentioned in the play, what you're left with is basically a story and characters, and actors portraying the characters. A naive Elvis impersonator must learn drag to survive and feed his family. Couple that story with uproarious cuts to drag shows, and you've got yourself a winner. The Legend of Georgia McBride, written by Matthew Lopez and directed by Kent Gash, plays at Marin Theatre Company through July 2nd. For more information, you can go to marintheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.